Sometimes tough love is the only way to awaken a soul from the slumber of sin. Through stern words and harsh reprimands, a saintly priest might light a fire under a sinner, spurring them towards repentance. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book De Padre, Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, written by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero. Within its pages, we find a testimony shared by Father Carmelo Durante, who witnessed Padre Pio's explosive reaction towards a man waiting in the hallway. Listen to this. One day in the late morning, Father Carmelo Durante stepped out of his room to greet Padre Pio, who was returning to the convent after hearing confessions from the women in the small church. Shortly after, he saw Padre Pio walking through the central corridor accompanied by two men. Among the two companions, one came to a halt, while the other continued walking alongside Padre Pio, engaging with him in a deeply apologetic manner. As they reached the entrance of cell number one, which was Padre Pio's cell, the man who had been conversing with Padre Pio knelt down and became more insistent in what he was saying and asking. Suddenly, Padre Pio began to shout, "If you don't want to stop offending God, why do you come here? Leave! Go away! Out! Out!" The poor man, still on his knees, and now saddened by Padre Pio's harsh words, raised his voice slightly, expressing his distress. "But Father, I haven't done anything. I am innocent. The guilty one is the one over there. I have nothing to do with it. And you shout at me." However, Padre Pio remained unmoved by this valid point and continued loudly, I know that the sinner is the one over there. That's why I'm shouting, so that he can hear me." With a piercing gaze directed at the man who had wisely kept his distance, Padre Pio spoke with the authority of an Old Testament prophet. "You persist in your sinful ways, without remorse. Woe to you, but beware of God's justice." After saying these words, Padre Pio blessed the man who was still at his feet, now trembling and crying. He then entered his cell, accompanied by Father Carmelo, who was somewhat disturbed by the situation. Once they were alone, sensing Father Carmelo's state, Padre Pio explained, "My son, to awaken certain souls from sin, cannon blasts are necessary. Treating them gently is like washing a donkey's head. It is necessary to make them feel the wrath of God, when the strength of his merciful love is not enough." Indeed, writes Father Carmelo, there was nothing to dispute about this pastoral observation. But those who on that day, as on many other days, only considered the appearance of Padre Pio's behavior, were tempted to think badly of his evangelical charity. End of testimony. We often imagine saints as serene people who would never lose their composure or address someone in a harsh manner. However, that's simply not so. Becoming a saint doesn't remove one's human temperaments. Throughout history, it was not uncommon for individuals of deep spiritual devotion to occasionally show moments of annoyance. Their unwavering faith and commitment to doing what is right sometimes led to moments of deep passion and even explosive encounters. Take, for example, our Lord in the temple expelling the money changers. Consider Saint Peter the Apostle, who acted on impulse and cut off the ear of a servant during Jesus' arrest. Then there's St. Paul, His letters are packed with strong feelings, frustration, concern, and even traces of anger towards those distorting the message of Christ. He had no problem letting his emotions shine through. And let's not forget St. Catherine of Siena, someone whom Padre Pio greatly admired. She fearlessly confronted leaders. She even wrote a strong letter to the Pope himself. These passionate responses by saints often led to remarkable transformations, confirming what Padre Pio proclaimed: to awaken certain souls from sin, cannon blasts are necessary. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.